Hello there again. So we got cut off in the prime on the last one, you know. Anyway, where was I? Yes, we were in County Westmeath, going around the Dubok estate, as was. This is North Bathloom on the banks of the British Isles, now part of the Glasson golf course. They've still got the fun doing this huge wedding. In fact, they've been very nice in the bar. They had a very nice photograph of obviously all these grooms that have gone to their wedding. So that's at the old front door. We found that it's very nice indeed too. So anyway, that was day two, or day one of our holiday. Day two, Mum and I went back. Well, actually, Mum had a really bad migraine. She had that for ages and ages and ages. So we drove around. She had the heating on full, even though I was picking up bloody hell. That was by here. But we drove down to a place called Comet Noise. Now, Comet Noise is one of the world's oldest university sites, certainly in Ireland anyway. And founded, I think, by Sir Finbar, was it Christmas? In the sort of AD 500 or something, I think it was. And anyway, it's a big monastic cult site, okay, just out of the left on the banks of the River Shannon. Okay, in the county Offaly, I should say. And part of my ancestors are buried there. There's about 18 different plots, family plots, with the great four grades plus, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that sort of thing. And then obviously going down to the bottom, take God, well, my father, other friends, family members are buried. Yeah. Grandpa died, 6 years ago, last week I think it was. And so obviously a bit hesitation for that, but that comes later on. But so I paid my respects, as one does, and then another one of them. And of course, you sneak through the cemetery where the new plot is. Of course, you had to pay the entry fee to OPW, the Office of Public Works, which is all the Irish equivalent of English Heritage, like the National Trust, they sort of look after a couple of ones like that, and maintain the upkeep repair of set places. Anyway, so that was them. We had a walking around, and then we, not like to went back into Moat and saw Granny again, how she was. And I think she took some clothes in for her because she thinks she's kind of sort of nightwear. If you give some clothes, it gives an incentive to want to get up, better get up, and all this. Evening, yeah, you just got to get up and sit around and read the paper, do the crossword, read the book, whatever. So we did that. And that's right. We went for lunch in Moat. Found this little sort of cafeteria. It's very pleasant for €9 each. Lasagna and a separate side salad. Got to eat your greens, help you grow. That was very nice. We had that, and I think that evening, this was the first evening. Peter, Mum's younger brother, decided we were going to go out for a drink. This was a session, because Peter, in Ireland, you don't, or at least with that family, don't go to the pub before 10 p.m. And this is no different. In fact, we didn't leave the house because Peter had to go and do some errands or something. He could get back to about 11, I think it was, and we drove over to a place called Castle Daly, to a pub called Fitzgerald. I'd never been there before in my life, so it was a new experience for myself. We went over across the pit a dear long friend of Mum's called Noel, and he came with us as well. And we were in the Fitzgerald. We just got to about Fitzgerald, about half 11, something like that, 24/7, something like that. And we left at 2 in the morning. Okay. And then it had 5 pints. Okay, and I wasn't knocking them back. Okay, before, I know you kind of went and bloody hell, I got the piss again, bloody hell. But we were just sucking them gently. I'd have a good natter. Anyway, I brought around and broke a 50-year-old note in process by buying around. And I spent about 30-odd-year-old change for a pint of Guinness, a pint of Heineken, and a, like, what, two, some small bottles of white wine. It's on the blog. So anyway, that was fine, and we got back, and then of course we then came back, and then we got knocked off at his house. We went back and had a mug of tea, literally mug of tea, to avoid any hangovers you may have. Bread and butter, okay? Always good to have a bread and butter and a mug of tea after you've been drinking, because, you know, that's what you're still nervy if you're still a palate, and obviously it's probably, you're not going to make apes a difference to you, but again, I digress once again. But anyway, so we did that, so we got to bed, probably was about, yeah, 20 past three, I think it was. So when we were up at, I got about sort of 7:30. Okay, good, went down, had some breakfast, went back into the moat, see Gray again, and she was good before, and she had a bit of pain, that night or something, but now she's got some out, and we get some fresh food for her and stuff like that, yeah. What have you. Anyway, we, my night then, to look goodbye to that final time, because obviously we had to get up early, this on a Friday now, so we had to get up early on Saturday morning to ride down to Cork. Where we're dropping the car off at Cork Airport, hurt definitely down there. So then we went to bed about 9:30, and dozed off, and mum's mobile phone didn't go off. I put the iPhone on, and that had, which I'd never used it on for, so I was panicking, thinking, oh, well, good bloody work, you know. And anyway, the party did, and woke us up at 4:25, got a quick cross on to the mug of tea, brekkie, and then we went down, we left doing at 5:05, and we're down at Cork Airport by 8:20, and we could have just flew down, because it's all motoring now, you go down, you know, to bypass the likes of Mitchell's Town for more Cashel, and the horse and jockey and the turlus. You get, well, I think you go through a bit of turlus, and it's actually spelled T A. Excuse me, voice again. T H U R L E S. We do mostly think turlus, but no, that's called turlus. Turlus, simple more, and got, yeah, I think you bypass Ballybofey completely, and Ross Crowe, stuff like that. And anyway, so we go down there. So we went to the airport, and Des got ferry over from Fishguard to Rosslare. That was me, just the idea was he'd meet us at the airport. We dumped the car at Cork Airport, and it arrived on down to Kilty, which is what we were planning to do. And it was, so we did that, and obviously I think I spoke to Dad as we came to the airport, and he was just bypassing Waterford down the M25. So, okay, we'll go into her. She's got to be closed. Suddenly, you've got to go down to terminal. So, we go down to terminal, went to all our luggage, and all this, but that's out of the back of the car, and the keys, and there's a reachable vehicle. Yeah, we filled out the tank for the rest of it. And, proceeded the wait. And I think we went, there was a subway. Public bar type of So I had, so we had a coffee and then a egg dish myself, waiting for the papers, you know, my obligatory Phoenix magazine and the Irish Times, the times we are living in, okay. And I think I got the RT guide as well, and I had a read of that whilst we're waiting, and that eventually turned up. I've done later, I think about 8:25, course of 9. And we loaded up the car and went on our merry way down to Clonakilty. And that was Saturday. It was glorious weather. I'm like, well, it is outside the window now. Well, it's a bit like what we're doing now with that window. So we went round frocking the dogs down on Ichidori Beach. It's a beautiful, wonderful, expensive beach. Just outside of Clon. We could go there to see Alex. He loves running on the beach, barking at the surf and waves. He must be chasing the birds and stuff like that. You know, the favourite variety, that is, I used to add. And that was day one. Of course, Mum's sister and brother-in-law turned up. What happened on the Saturday afternoon? What were having lunch for a time, luckily. And then my godfather's family turned up. Well, two members of his family, his wife and his daughter. They got the ferry across also. Some fish got to us. They got later one. The cat ran over. And they see a breeding, someone come on, and in West Wales, the night on the Friday nights, and I get the 11 a.m. crossing from Fishguard to Ross Lem. Saturday morning. So they also had to stop by a court case, just popping their daughter flying from Heathrow. And so they were pissed off that sort of late afternoon, early evening, about 5:30, 6 or something like that. So we all had a good time. Said hello, and how are you? And oh, good, looking good, and wow, you're looking well, you're doing well, and blah, 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 blah. Catch up, blah, 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 blah. I think we, Nick, John, myself, went down to Kitchenex, the local bar. Pub, yep. Before you say a word, you can have that much drink. So you have a couple of pints of Murphy's each. That's it. Okay. When you call it your drink Murphy's, it's also smoother than Guinness. But there you go. There's a bit of tidbit information for you. So anyway, we had a barbecue that night because the weather was glorious. And we got into the local Souffle Scaddies, looking for some spare ribs and chops, pork chops and what have you, and a really good barbecue, and yeah, got some marinade and had some recipe. A wonderful, wonderful time. And that was the Saturday, basically, and it's so funny, you think to yourself, okay, what the hell do you do that next day? Oh, I can't remember, but anyway, we had good fun. And the weather was really kind to us. You know, it's got this guy, ever a bit of a breeze. It's a breeze. Breeze even on in the air, but because you're from west. And anyway, just breathing about. Oh, yeah, so we walked the Long Strand. That was it, Long Strand, so called, because it was along Strand the beach. It's a bit, it's about 1.5 or 2 miles in length or something, so by the time you walk from one end to the other, back and back, you're going to go for a 4 mile walk, which is very handy for working on the first for a good, solid Irish Sunday lunch. Okay, which is what we did in the place, in the little fishing part called Glandore. Now, some of you may know Glandore because I think Tony O'Reilly, you know, had a place down there. And he's sort of renowned for all the sailing, well, all the sailing about it, all the rest of it. And so that was pleasant enough. We sat there with some John R. Murphy's, and glass of Murphy's for the ladies, you know, and a cup of tea for Mum's sister. And it was very enjoyable. We were all having a good time, enjoying each other's company and giving up favours of us a bit. And we just sort of think that afternoon it got a bit, starting to get a little bit overcast. So I think we went in and watched the All Ireland hurling fight between Tipperary and Kilkenny, which sadly annoyingly Kilkenny won. Because a couple of scores about sort of 118 to 1-6 or something, but no doubt you go for